ようこみましょうへようこそ。
I'm Jason Crane, webmaster of Yoko's website, yokomiwa.com, and I'm here as always with Yoko. Hi, Yoko.
Hi, Jason.
Well, since the last time you and I spoke on this podcast, you have been full of news. So I'm excited to be able to finally tell all the folks all the cool things that have been happening. Let's start with, I guess, the most recent thing, which is another very successful show at the Regatta Bar. Tell me about that.
Yes, we just finished. That was last week, right? That was full of amazing people, you know, my old friends, new fans, you know, people I never met, but the room was packed and, you know, amazing, amazing audience. We had a great time playing there. So it's like, you know, we perform all the time, but performing at the Regatta Bar, you know, something like that, it's very special to us. You know, we had we took a lot of great photos, and I haven't shared everything yet, so I can't wait to share that. Also, we recorded, so we never know, you know, we always... Just in case we record it, and if I like it, we might release it. So let's see. I haven't really listened to it yet. So
I feel like at this point, of course, there are always new fans, but I feel like at this point, there's kind of also a community of people who have built up around your music, folks that come to a lot of your shows and people who have become your friends. Is that how you feel about it?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I have fans, but they are more like friends, you know. Some reason I feel like my audience, my fans, really nice people, friendly, and you know, as a person, you know, I like them. Most of the people, you know, very friendly people. So, and then yeah, it's amazing they come to see me all the time, and you think, oh, they come to see me at the, you know, like a regular gig in Boston, they won't come to my show. They have to pay for it, you know, but they still come to support us. Also, they understand how different it is from playing at the, you know, restaurant every weekend. You know, it's still, sometimes you never know, playing at the restaurant, it becomes concert. Depends who, you know, in an audience. You never know, so we do our best no matter what. But you know, of course, playing at the show like Regatta Bar, Oscar, something like that, people, they realize, you know, very different. So they can still, people come to shows all the time, they still enjoy the show, you know, when we have a show like that.
Are there, were there musicians who you knew in the audience at the Regatta Bar too?
Did we? Yeah, definitely we have some musicians. But not necessary. It's just more music lovers.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Now, shortly before the Regatta Bar show, you were able to make another major announcement, which was that you are now an official Yamaha piano artist. Tell me, that seems like that was a long time in the making, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I always wanted to be a, you know, Yamaha artist or endorser. You know, I thought of. That would be amazing to be, you know, endorser somewhere in some of the piano, you know, company. But Yamaha, which I've been playing many, many years since I was little, the first piano I played was piano, the Yamaha piano, even before was Electron, which is, you know, Yamaha makes Electron in Japan, is very popular organ. You know, I never thought I'd be Yamaha piano's artist, but this happened because, you know, I play at Thelonious Monkfish and Central Square every Friday night. And owner of the restaurant, when he expanded the restaurant, he wanted to have music every night. And he asked me, can you come with me to pick a piano? For the restaurant, I was like, wow, that's amazing. And I thought piano Yamaha piano would be perfect for the restaurant. But anyway, we were, you know, we went to a couple piano stores, and one of the owner of one of the store, he was listening to me when I was, you know, playing every piano. How about this? How about that? And I played very differently each, you know, piano, like playing ballad and like swing and bluesy stuff. And then he was like, the owner of the, you know, piano shop, he was really impressed. And he said, wow, you're very good. Maybe you should try, you know, to become Yamaha artist. I was like, oh, really? I never thought about it, but then I applied, and I waited for, you know, like 7 months, 8 months, and then they told me, yes, we decided you are Yamaha piano artist.
And so what does that mean? What kind of comes along with that now?
I know, right? Everybody has the same question. Actually, this what I heard from this guy, the owner of the piano shop, he said, oh, if you become Yamaha piano artist, they will, Yamaha will work with you, like, you know, sit down and talk about what we're going to do together, maybe do a concert, or maybe like a tour. I don't know, but it's much better than other, you know, piano company. Yamaha really work with you, you know. So I was like, wow, that's amazing. And of course, they want me to play Yamaha piano. And, you know, funny thing is, the regatta bar, they have Steinway piano. So I had to cover up the name by a black tape, you know, because I was videotaping and then taking photos, and, you know, they don't want to see that I'm playing, you know, different right. piano. So
you didn't tape up the word Yamaha over the word Steinway.
I could have brought, you know, by white band, like Yamaha.
You'll become known as a person who just goes around repainting other pianos.
Yeah. So that was, I kind of, you know, I thought that was pretty funny.
That's great.
But you know, I'm very excited to present Yamaha, and let's see what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure something good will happen from this.
And, you know, I think it's cool because, you know, some number of decades ago, I'm not sure how serious a reputation Yamaha had. And I think in the intervening, you know, however many decades it's been, I mean, back in the day, you know, there were only one or two piano companies that anybody had ever heard of. And I think right. Yamaha seems to have kind of taken a place among those names now.
Yeah,
which is pretty
definitely.
Cool.
Very reliable piano. You know, every time I'm going to a concert in a place and then they say, oh, we have Yamaha. And oh, that's good. You know,
yeah, you know, you're not going to end up playing some honky tonk piano
right.
someplace. So.
Yes.
Speaking of playing shows in other places, coming up in the fall, which seems like 1,000 years from now, but it will be on us before we know it. You have a pretty cool gig in our nation's capital. Tell us about that.
Yes. I was just offered to perform a solo piano concert in Washington, D.C., yay. You know, last time I performed in Washington, D.C. was, you know, many years ago at the Kennedy Center for Mary Lou Williams Jazz Festival. So it was many, many years ago, and I always wanted to go back then and perform. So I was really happy when I got this news. But the director of you know, programming for many piano concert series in Washington, D.C. He contacted me, and this is one of the series he's booking in Washington, D.C., but it's called Piano Jazz at the Arts Club. And other thing I know is Piano in the White House. So sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And one person right before performed there was Lawrence Hubgood.
Oh, yeah. who plays a lot with Kurt Elling, right?
Long-time pianist. So, and I saw Helen Song's name to somebody else, Orin Evans.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have, not many concerts there. So just several performances in a year. And also, when I'm there, the Embassy of Japan in Washington, D.C. is hosting a luncheon in my honor.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. I know it's pretty cool. And I know the Embassy of Japan in Washington, D.C., they've been supporting art and, artists for many years. And they bring to, musician and artist to Washington, D.C. So I always wanted to be part of it. And I'm very happy. And we're talking about performing at the Blues Alley in Washington, D.C. too. So I'm very excited.
That is great. Well, my gosh, there's so much happening in the land of Yoko Miwa. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, many, many more.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
This is just the beginning.
Exactly, exactly. I hope so. Well, that is fabulous. We always end with one of your performances. Have you got one picked out for us this time?
Sure. Let's play a song. It's called Tango Soledad from Canopy of Stars. Actually, I played the same song in two different versions. One is tango version. One is a ballad and bass play, the melody by Bo. Another one is called Solitude, but I want to play the tango version. It's called Tango Soledad.